Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, JP.
It's Maria Zajac because we're talking about two wines. Maria. It's we're talking about two wines from Spain. Do you want to do the Garnacha first or would you rather do the Tempranillo first?
Let's do the Tempranillo.
Excellent. This is from Ribera del Duero. This is the 2013 Torre Moron Tempranillo, and this was really pretty delicious. I have to say this had a lot of character. This was a very bold, sort of lusty experience. I enjoyed it very, very much.
Yes, this is 100% Tempranillo from vines that were planted between 1914 and 1934, if I'm remembering correctly.
So muy temprano.
Old vines, very old vines. I got a little incense in the nose. It's chewy and beefy, and I actually bought a bottle of this for a party I hosted over the holidays. And it was drunk before I had a chance to sample it. And I can see why it went so quickly, because it's delightful. And I will buy another bottle.
And this is pretty reasonable.
This was. It was $12.99.
Wow. I thought this had enough complexity, especially at that price point, and makes, once again, the point that Spain is a good place to go for bargain. I enjoyed this very much. Chewy and really quite a delight. Our second wine was the Garnacha de Fuego. And we were buying wine that reminded us of things we like in the winter. And Fuego is fire, and anything that has fire in it and that warms my hands and feet, I am delighted by. So I was sold by this label and by the $8 price point. And this was exactly what I thought it was going to be. That's a big Spanish, good Wednesday night pizza wine.
Yeah, this is 14.5%. And ooh, it tastes rather port-like, even though port's definitely a little bit higher. A sweet fruit, like raspberry, really bright and
prunes.
Explosive. Textbook Garnacha. Mm-hmm. Nothing that's going to change your life, but will make it a little more comfortable.
I think it'll make dinner far more enjoyable than less. Excellent. Spain, a great place to visit and buy wine from. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Maria Zajac.
Cheers.